The Gemara in Sukkah on Mem Hei Amud Beis has a discussion when we should make a bracha on the Sukkah. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel Lulav Shiva V'Sukkah Yom Echad. According to Rav Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, that Lulav, you make a bracha every day on the Lulav, but Sukkah, you only make one bracha at the beginning of the holiday, and that suffices. Why? My time a lulav the mefaski leilos miyomim kol yom a mitzvah bape nafshehu. As lulav, by the fact that you can't take lulav at night, shows that each day of the lulav is a separate mitzvah. Because by the fact that night comes, it ends mitzvah one. Then the next day comes, and you take it again. And then night comes, and then you can't take it anymore. It ends mitzvah two. So the fact that it's broken up shows that each day is a separate mitzvah. But Sukkah is 24/7. Right? Sukkah is 24/7. Sukkah is 24/7. They were only masakin to make a bracha, one bracha at the beginning of Sukkah, and that suffices for the whole holiday. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, which we don't follow. And Rabba, but Sukkah, the lo mafzakei leilos miyamim, because Sukkah, the leilos do not split up the yomim. Kulu shiva b'chad yom ha'rikadam. And all 7 days is like one entity. Rabba Bar Chana Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Sukkah shiva v'lulav le'emecha. And Rabba Bar Chana says, no. Sukkah, you make 7 bracha each day. Lulav, you only make 1 bracha. Why? Because since Rashi explains, lulav d'oraisa is only the first day. The rest of the days is only Zecher l'Chorban, Zecher l'Mikdash rather. So Mamela, they, Chazal, were not Masakim. So just the opposite. First opinion says that Lulav gets one bracha at the beginning, and that's it. And Lulav gets 7. And the other opinion says the reverse. That this one is 7 and this one is 1. And we paskin, us a Rabbi and a Rabbi Yochanan, Ephod to them, Ephod to Shiva. That's what we do. That both of them, 7. We make 7, you know, every day of Lulav we make a separate bracha, and every day of the Sukkah we make a separate bracha as well. Now, Tosus points out that it's, from the simple reading of the Gemara, you might think that Lulav is the same thing as Sukkah. That means Lulav we make 7 brachas, 7 days, except for Shabbos, whatever, and Lulav and Sukkah is 7. So he says that's not really so. Because Lulav, you only make 1 bracha per day. Sukkah, you can make more than 1 bracha per day. That's what Post says. In other words, by the fact that Gemara says, Echad Zev, Echad Zev Shiva, which you might think means that it's not the same, not true. Not true. But Sukkah, you can come in 10 times during the day. You make a bracha each time. Both of us need to go. Any time in the Sukkah, you can certainly dust the Lord after we'll make a bracha with Sukkah. So Sukkah means you make it every day, means every day potentially there's a bracha, but there could be more than 1 bracha a day. Lulav, if you take it the first in the morning, you don't make another bracha, you just take it later in the day. Okay? So so the discussion that the poskim have is, when do you make a bracha on the Sukkah? In other words, say you're in the Sukkah and then you leave and you come back. Do you make a bracha? What obligates you in a bracha on the Sukkah? Lulav is simple. Every day you take lulav. In the morning you're going to make another bracha.
But what is it by Sukkah?
So the Rif, page 3 in Chavez of Malach, says, Tadar Abba, the Osa Lulu of Atzlo, Omer Shakyanu, you make a Lulu Then he says also sukkal atzma omer shechiyanu. Nichtas leishiv ba omer shechiyanu shomu sosav kivanu leishiv ba sukkah. Vasikna, we conclude, five lines from the bottom, the middle of the line. Vasikna, the chol shosh and nichtas leishiv ba mevarak leishiv ba sukkah. At any time you come into your sukkah, you make the leishiv ba sukkah. Meaning, you don't have to do anything special. You don't have to eat. You don't have to drink. Nothing. Every time you walk into your sukkah, you make a bracha. That's how the Rif passes. One second. Oh. Oh, we'll see in a second. And the Rambam says the same thing. The Rambam says, page 4, there's one of the lovely base. Cold man, she punished later the sukkah called Shiva, the barak, holding she yeshiv, shake the shalom, and so on the time of the Shiva sukkah. Anytime you come into the sukkah, you make a bracha le Shiva sukkah. Now, there's an obvious point that the Magen Mishnah fills in, right? That you have to realize. It's obvious, but if we don't spell it out, maybe someone would make a mistake. Look at the Magen Mishnah. Holzman Shenichnas. Maskele the Gemara Pekel. We'll look at Holzman Shenichnas. They shall both Gevara. Pay close to Allah and Sasa Gonim Shafil Nifto Vefalim in Vayom Kaya Gevara. Pay that's for Bainu. For easy questions. The Dafka She Yotza Yitzia Gemura. Pasos in Yonah Shalotza Laute. I mean, Lo Yotza El Dabim Kadeo Lo Havi Dabu La Sukkot Tzor Shaito Lo Havi Yitzia El Kaya Gevara. Jack Dun. The Dabin Nothim. In other words, the Magen Mishnah says a big Yisrael. Say you're helping me bring stuff from the house into the sukkah. Right, so you were in the sukkah, you heard Kiddush, then you went to help bring out the first course. Right, so no one's going to say, well, you left the sukkah, now you're coming back, you have to make another bracha. That's ridiculous. The only time you have to make another bracha is if you were Yotze, when he calls the Yitzia Gemur. You were there for some time. Wasn't that you just coming to bring the stuff and come out, and come back. That everyone agrees that you don't make another bracha, you just left because you had to bring something from the house into the sukkah. The only time you make another bracha is if you left the house, you left the sukkah for an extended time. Where the shul. Then you come back. Extended time, then you make a bracha. But the chiddush of the Rambam of the Rif is that you don't have to do anything special in the sukkah to require a bracha. You just have to cut it. That's all you need. And that bracha will count till what? Till the next time you leave, but provided that you leave for a substantial amount of time. Now, it's hard to... You should know that Rav Gutman once told me years ago that this Magen Mishnah B'chora is relevant for all mitzvahs. So say you take off your talis, you take off your tzitzis. So do you have to make another bracha when you put it back on? So it's the same yourself. If you take it off just for a short amount of time, then when you put it back on, you don't have to make another bracha. If it's for a long time, then you do have to make a bracha. So that's the general rule. Yeah, so it's not a defined thing that I could tell you, but certainly like an hour, that's like a nice amount of time. I can't say like 20 minutes, yes, or 25 minutes, I can't. You know, in other words, if you feel it's been a long time, then it's a long time.
I don't care if you're going into your sister for a second. If you're saying if you go out, just to bring something back in, but now I'm saying just go in.
No, we're saying, for example, you were someplace, you were at the park, and now you're coming home just for a minute to drop things off, and then you're going to go someplace else. And you come into the sukkah. For a second, just say hello. Hello, everybody. Everyone who's in the sukkah, you want to just say hello, and then you leave right away. What would the Rambam and the Rif say? What?
How many?
100%. 100% you make it wrong. 100%. Because the last time you were in the sukkah was 4 hours ago. And you ate breakfast in the sukkah.
Then you went to the park for 3 hours. And now you go someplace else. But you just stopped in the home in the sukkah to say hello to everybody for 2 minutes. And then you leave. According to the Rambam of the Rif, you make a bracha. Even though you're there for 2 minutes. What? So it's like you take a lulav. How long do you have to take a lulav for? 10 seconds. You make a bracha. For the Rambam of the Rif saying, whenever you come into the sukkah, afilu me'abom in b'yom. Now, afilu me'abom in b'yom doesn't mean if you help your, you're helping your mom bring things in, bring things out, but that's not, that doesn't, because you didn't do a Yitzhi Gemura. But as long as you did a Yitzhi Gemura, even if you come in for a minute, a second, you're in the sukkah. You make a shukkah chung, with us, I'm just going to lay. That's the opinion of the Rambam and the Rif.
So I'm seeing more referred to the break that's in the Gemura versus sitting in the sukkah.
No, the break. The break has to be a Yitzhi Gemura.
It's telling your dogs, or let's say it was only a 2 minute break, but I'm leaving, and I'll come so much closer.
Okay, that's an interesting point. What if you are planning to leave Lagamre and then someone slapped you back in?
Wasn't Esek Hadas in the Mitzvah?
Maybe it was. Kerf? Right, so
we'll see. The Rambam, some learn, says that Leishiv Asukah, that means you make the bracha before you sit. So this way you're doing the bracha before you do. But we'll see, if the Rush points out, the simple child of Leishiv Asukah doesn't mean sitting. Leishiv means, like, what does the Pasuk say? By Yeshiv Yaakov, Be'eretz Mugar, Be'eretz Kanan. It doesn't mean he sat there. It means he dwelled there. He lived there. He spent time there. So by Yeshiv doesn't have to be taken in the literal way. So even though some want to say that the child in the Rambam is that you make the bracha over Alas Yosso, meaning you stand in the Sukkah, you make the bracha, then you sit down. But the Rush, we will see, disagrees and says that that's not what Leishiv means. Leishiv just means the Mehisakeh Shama.
So that's the Shita of the Rambam of the Rif. You see, most people know this as the Vilna Gaon Shita. But it's not pshat, it's the Vilna Gaon Shita. The Vilna Gaon just passing like the Rambam of the Rif. Take a look in the Maisa Rav on page 9. Where it says from the Vilna Gaon on page 9, Reishit Ches, Birkas Sukkah Mevarech B'chol Pam Shenichnas Afilu Me'a Pa'amim B'yom. Now, people who don't know any better say, oh, the Vilna Gaon Shita. It's the Vilna Gaon Shita, but the Vilna Gaon was just paskening like the Rambam the Rif, and that's what he writes in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look in the Vilna Gaon in Shulchan Aruch. Page 7, on the second arrow on the left side, I didn't end the bracket, but it says, "Kshayotze nagu avogav d'fimaskana mevarach al kol pam shenichnas mekol mokav ikar kev v'sugim." But then he says, "Vedas harif v'harambam ikar." You see where he says that? Vedas harif v'harambam ikar. That the ikar shita, because we'll see, there's another opinion that disagrees. That the Rif and the Rambam is the ikar shita, and that is that every time you come into the sukkah, even for a second, even if you don't even sit down, you make a bracha leishiv sukkah. Yeah. Well, yeah. So look in the Rush for a second on page 5. The important Rush on page 5. Ose sukalatsmo omer bruch shachyon nichtas leishe ba omer leishe ba sukkah. Chazar Rambam, the yesh lekadish mu'umad, bishim over lasiyasa. Because the Rambam uses the Lashon. See, what is the Rambam's Lashon? Mevarach Kodem Sheyeshev. So it's Mashma, the way he's understanding it. Yeah, he writes it Beferish in the end of the Rambam. Nitzah Mekadish Me'umad Mevarach Leishev Besukah V'yoshev. Because you should make Kiddush standing, the Rambam says. And then you make Leishev, and then you sit down. So this way, you're doing the bracha. In other words, Rambam takes, like Hirsch said, Rambam takes it very literally. And what you're saying, Josh, that Leisha B'Sukkah means to sit in the Sukkah. So Mamela, and therefore you always make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. So you come into the Sukkah, you make Kiddush, you make Leisha B'Sukkah, and then you sit down. So this way the bracha is over Lasiyasan. So the Rosh asks, L'dvarav hayatzarach l'varach kodim she'in akadisba. So according to the Rambam, so why do you do it that way? You should make the bracha before you enter the Sukkah. The knees, because isn't there a mitzvah of being in the Sukkah? Right? So why don't we make the bracha before you even enter the Sukkah? The knisa hi a mitzvah, v'lo yeshiva. Dimei ochel mu'umar hayatzarach l'varach al ha-sukkah. Elevada came in the mitzvah Sukkah hi achil o'til, yivarach achas sheyeshev mikri shapir ovo le'as yosin.
He says it's not a problem. You don't have to do this funny thing that dafka you have to stand and then you sit. You don't need it. You can even sit already and make the bracha.
These are Bishalmi. Also tzitzlamu asheger shalom tzitzlam v'asu tzitzlam. Abu Afakav Jikvar Nisate Vrachavia Mitzvah Nimtzecha. Chein Nami Sukkah Hamitzvah Nimshaches.
Whereas the mitzvah is continual. So therefore, even if you came in and you sat down, you could still make Leisha B'Sukkah because it's continuous mitzvah.
U'B'Sukkah's Teishvu Perish Tis'akvu.
That B'Sukkah's Teishvu doesn't necessarily mean sitting. It means being there, spending time there. Like it says, Vayeshev Ha'am B'Kadesh. That the people were in the city of Kadesh. So what do you mean? They sat there? It doesn't mean they sat there. It means they lived there. They walked. Living means living, doing different things. You're living there.
Pesach Olmod Teshvu. Doesn't mean you sit, it means you dwell. Leisha Basukah, Nain L'Sakev Basukah.
So therefore, it's not a problem. Even if you would sit down first and make the bracha, it's still over Lasiyasam because Kolzman, that you're in the Sukkah, you're doing a mitzvah, and you're making, and still the bracha will be before the yeshiva that you're going to have in the future. Yeah. Right, so that's what the Rosh asks on the Rambam. Maybe you should say it before you walk in the door. So most probably he holds that before you walk in the door is like too much, like over the over. Like just like the halacha is when we make a bracha on tefillin. So we don't leave the tefillin in the bag and then make the bracha and then put it on. We basically have it, you know, right on our arm, and we make the bracha and then we pull. We tighten. So once you're in the sukkah, so it's mamish, because if you're outside, you still have to step in. So, but technically speaking, it could be right. But lemaisa, that's what we do. We make the bracha while we're in the sukkah, because since the sukkah is continuous, so therefore it's going to be in front of the rest of the yeshiva.
The Rosh is still saying that we make the bracha before you sit down,
or no? No. He says even you can sit down first, and even make Kiddush sitting down, and then make the bracha.
What
because
he's doing, what he's doing is making it more general. I mean, being in the sukkah already is dwelling.
Right.
So once you sit, then you're really dwelling. So how is he saying that you're still? You don't say over the lasios?
Because over lasi the mitzvah of sukkah is teshvu, but sukkah's teshvu just means you should dwell in the sukkah for 7 days. So as long as you're in the sukkah, you're dwelling in the sukkah. So it doesn't matter that you sat down already before you made the bracha, because you're continually dwelling in the sukkah.
So that doesn't seem to be an answer then. It seems like.
Whereas the Rambam takes the bracha of Leisha B'Sukkah very literally. Leisha B'Sukkah means sitting in the sukkah. Therefore he says, Dafka, you should make Kiddush standing and make the bracha standing and then sit down. And the Rosh says that's not what Leisha B'Sukkah means. Leisha means to dwell. So as long as you're going to dwell a little bit more after you made the bracha, that's fine. But then, now we're going to get to the famous Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, the second arrow. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, if he sheikar hakevash adam osa besukah yachila, rashal tiyol v'shenis osim besukah tfeilim l'gab yachila, t'hi potrosan. So Rabbeinu Tam says that the ikar sitting in the ikar part of the sukkah is eating. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, you only make a bracha on the achila in the sukkah, and everything else becomes subordinate to the achila.
So one second. So what's pshat? So Rabbeinu Tam makes a comment that ikar of the kviyas in the sukkah is the achila. So therefore, you make a bracha on the achila, and that paters the rest. So Jake asks Akasha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what if you're going to spend 4 hours in the sukkah and you're not planning to eat? Would you make a bracha according to Rabbeinu Tam?
No.
What would you say? No? Agree? What do you say? According to Rabbeinu Tam?
Yes.
According to Rambam and Riv, for sure you do. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Yoni?
I think it's always saying if you're both eating and something else, then you're similarly eating, but if you're only doing something else, also.
Oh, so Yoni says, maybe Rabbeinu Tam is just saying, if you do eating something else, then first you're going to eat dinner and then you're going to go to sleep. So you can do eating and sleeping, so make the bracha on eating, and that's going to apply. But if you're not doing any eating, then what? Then make the bracha on Leishir B'sukkah. So if I'm only coming in, say I was outside, now I'm coming into the sukkah for 4 hours to learn, and then I'm going to leave. So this 4 hour stint in the sukkah is only learning, not eating. So what would Rabbeinu Tam say? So we know the Rambam of the Rish clearly would say what? To make a bracha. Right? But what would Rabbeinu Tam say?
He would say no, because the Iker Mitzvah of the Sukkah...
Do you think he would say no? Yoni says he thinks Rabbeinu Tam would say yes.
No, so therefore the Bracha is only in the Akhila.
Right, in other words, he's saying that Rabbeinu Tam doesn't mean to say the Bracha is only in the Akhila. Rabbeinu Tam means to say that the Akhila is the Iker. So Mimela, if you're eating and doing other things, make the Bracha the Akhila, and that'll pop. But if you're not doing anything else, you're not doing a chil, you're only doing something else, then just make the bracha on something else. And you're saying no. Rabbeinu Tam's bracha is only on the chil. Meaning what? They will only kobeya a bracha on the chil. And nothing else. No, right. Questions like this. I'm not sure Rabbeinu Tam agrees that he's supposed to sleep in the sukkah, he's supposed to spend time in the sukkah, he's supposed to shmooze in the sukkah, he's supposed to... you know, do all these things in the sukkah. He agrees to that. The question is, what about the takhanis habracha? Is the takhanis habracha only on achila? Or is the takhanis habracha on everything? It's just that if you do achila with something else, achila is the most kosher. So, guys, here suggest a different suggestion. So, this is a machlokas habracha. This is a machlokas habracha.
Take a look, we're both saying. In the famous Taz, first take a look at page 7 in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Sifches, second arrow on the right, Nogu she'in mevorchem al sukkah ela b'shas achila. The minig is to only make a bracha on the shas achila. So says the Taz on page 8. The Taz writes in the bottom. Look at the bottom lines of the Taz. The last three lines of the Taz. A long Taz. The last three lines. Nearly the Misha Shebedaito She'en Ochal Pas Kol Hayom. Say a person's not going to eat bread today. He knows he's not eating any bread today. Or say there's a concept of tainis chalom. If you saw a bad dream and you're very nervous about it, there's an inyan to fast. So he's fasting on sukkahs because he had this bad dream. So he's not planning to eat today. Either he's eating or he's not planning to eat pas, or he's not eating bechlal. So says the Taz, chayev l'rorach al sukkah b'chol pam sheyikanis baba oso yom. L'tiyol kevin sheoso yom ein lo b'achilas pas. Hadrinal din Talmud and Bavarach b'chol pam shenich na deishibo. Tigger tam shachilas pasu ikar potes atov. There was Yoni Leibowitz. Where are you? Yoni Leibowitz was mechaving to the Taz. He's saying that, in other words, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't mean to say that there's. In other words, apparently the Shulchan Aruch favors Rabbeinu Tam, right? That's what the mechaber does. The mechaber favors Rabbeinu Tam. He says the minig is like Rabbeinu Tam. So the mechaber favors Rabbeinu Tam. So, but what's pshat in Rabbeinu Tam? So the Taz says, pshat in Rabbeinu Tam is because the achil is the ikr. So if the achil is the ikr,
then you make an achila. The pot is everything there. But if you're not going to have an achila, then in a chanami, you make a leishev on anything, on the fact that you're just being in the sukkah. Now, but not everyone agrees with the tztaz. The Sefer Ma'amar, and one second, and the Chai Odom seems to say similar to the Taz. The Chai Odom, on page 10, writes Beferish, Tezvav, HaMesana Besukkos, if you're fasting in Sukkos, Nirali, Duhu Adinim, Ein Bedaito Lecho Paspo Soyom, you're not planning to eat bread, L'Kuli Alma, Shekol Eimet Sheyotze Yitzia Gemura, anytime you Yotze Yitzia Gemura, and then you come back in, Chayv Levarach. The Dafka Sheol Paral Pas, Svirlo Lahana Poskim Shavarkol, Al Iker Chiv Sukkos Potes Dvar Mitzvelim. It's only if you eat bread. Avok She'ena Ochel Lo Shaykhzeh. Venerally, says the Chayodim, Duhu Adin, Sheyotze Yitzia Gemura Lachar Achila, say you ate breakfast in the morning, and then you were Yotze Yitzia Gemura. You went out 2 hours to the park. V'chozu V'nichnas, and then you come back in, V'lo Yochal Ad Erev, and you're not planning to eat until the night, so you're going to spend now 3 hours, 5 hours in the sukkah without eating. So now, you're not covered by the original bracha, because you went out, you'd see a Gemura. So then he says, and before you eat, you're not going to eat until you go to shul. So in other words, the next time you eat is going to be another Yitzia Gemura. So now you're in the sukkah for 4 hours without eating. So he says, so the Chai Odom says you should make a bracha. Because the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam is that the achila is ikar if you're going to have an achila. But if there's no achila b'chlal that day, or in this interval of time, there's no achila, so then, it's not pshat that there was never a bracha on other things. It's that the bracha of achila is the bracha was made on ikar on achila, pat is the other things. But if there's no achila, then you make on everything else. That's the chayyam. Yeah. According to who? Assuming like Rabbeinu Tam. So he's saying that Rabbeinu Tam's sheet is that you always make on the achila patas. But if there's no achila, then you make on the other things. But if there's achila, you should make it on the achila, not on the other things. And that's what the Taz derives from Rabbeinu Tam. If somebody is fasting, then he makes on being in the sukkah stam until he has a yitzia gemura, and then once there's a yitzia gemura and he comes back, he'll make another bracha. Yeah.
Does that mean that there are people who hold that for each thing you have to make the bracha even though you never left the sukkah? You're eating and you're sleeping, you're never leaving the sukkah.
Okay, hold one second. You're saying an excellent, excellent point. Excellent. The Ma'amar Mordechai on page 11 and then page 12 says like Ari Feldman. Now the Ma'amar Mordechai says that Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam is they were only misaken a bracha of sukkah on achila. Here, take a look on page 12, where the lines get narrow. First narrow line says on the third, fifth line, Nagu ha'olam ki Rabbeinu Tam zal, v'svir lei, she'ein levarach ela b'shas achila, dafka. Af l'fi din ha'talma v'zeh borer. Chay nirali dem, v'im asher Nagu Rabbeinu Tam, yesh lochosh l'brocha l'vatola. You have to be choshish for a brocha l'vatola. Unless you're eating. Vein levarach al knisa vayeshiva im lo hecha deikat stodim acherim latzich bracha. Gam nir ali sheyesh. Yeah. So he says that's what it is. Only on the achila. So and it'll be pashtus means an achila that you have to be. Doesn't mean achila if you're just having orange juice. Because orange juice you can have chutz l'sukkah. So
it has to have an achila, and dafka chora, as many point out, it means an achila that has a chiyuv to be in the sukkah. What's an achila that has? That means that you eat a yoser mikabetza of pas. But if you're just eating a little bit, and it's not a more than a kibetz of pas, then you don't make a bracha leisher basukkah. The question is, what about mazonos? So, if you eat more than a kibetz of mazonos, so different people have different minhagim about that. What would Rabbi Natan say there? So that's a question, whether eating mazonos, yoser than kibetz, is there a chiyuv sukkah or not? If you hold there's a chiyuv sukkah, then Rabbeinu Tam would say yes. So a lot of people are knowing when they eat mazonos, they make a leishiv sukkah. In other words, they eat some mazonos cereal in the morning, they'll make a leishiv sukkah even though they're not washing. Even though one could question that, because maybe Rabbeinu Tam meant dafka achila suda. But certainly, then the only question is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, who's right within Rabbeinu Tam? Is Yoni Leibowitz right or is Ari Feldman right? Meaning, is the Chai Adam right, the Taz and the Chai Adam right, or is the Mamar Mordechai right? So, some want to say Safik Brachas Lahakel. Safik Brachas Lahakel, like Ari Feldman. And follow Ari Feldman with Safik Brachas Lahakel. And not to make a bracha unless you have an Achila. What is it? Oh, but Avram Levitt, the Tzadik Hador, says another point where he was mechavein to the most mechudish dika ritva in the world. But before we get to that mechudish dika ritva, let's do the mechudish dika ritva right now. On page 6. The ritva writes on page 6. Look on the third column of the Ritva. The third column, the second line. V'yesh meim rabboseinu chachmei tzarfa zal shekosvu v'kevet ikav sukkah chiyuv inyonim mishunim achilav sheinav shinun k'yotu b'hem shekol eish shekovei atzmo lasos bo echad midvorim elu havika anachas tefillin v'chayev levorach avu pishol yotzu misham. In other words, he says like this, on every different activity that you do in the sukkah, you make another bracha, even if you never left the sukkah. So first you were doing achila, so you made the leisha basukah, then you ate your meal. Then you want to take a nap afterwards, so then you make another leisha basukah. Every different activity that you do, that's a real chiddush. But because he says that each activity is it's very hard to, you know, because it's all under the rubric of leisha basukah. But they want to tie into that every different activity is a different chiyuv of leisha basukah. We don't paskel like this, needless to say. And then there's another machlokas that the Taz has with the Levush. So bottom line is, unless you're a diehard Gronik, that you follow everything the Gros says, then the minhag ha'olam is to just make an achila. And even and to follow Ari Feldman's version of Rabbeinu Tam. Even though we love Yoni Leibowitz also, but to follow Ari Feldman's version. That only on, in other words, only achila, and if you're in a, and you're coming in the sukkah and you're not doing achila, so you don't say, well, since there's no achila, you make on the other things, then you don't make at all. And the gabi eating, only the things that you're mchuyif. So if you're just having cherries and soda, even if you're going to sit 5 hours, then not. I mean, to me, it's a little shtickle pella that the Mechaber went with Rabbeinu Tam against the Rambam and the Rif. The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is nothing to do with Achila per se. You know? All of a sudden, this Rabbeinu Tam, maybe because the Mechaber is always Machmir by Bracha Levatola. So maybe that's why he went with Rabbeinu Tam, to minimize the brachas. Even though the Rambam is the Rambam who has brachas v'chalos d'oraisa, and he himself said you can make it 100 times a day. but maybe the mechaber was even more nervous. It's you know, I would like to ask the mechaber one day, you know, like, why did you choose Rabbeinu? You know, so he does that sometimes. I told you, when was the last time we had this discussion with the Bahag, the Sfiras HaOmer? That if you miss one day Sfiras HaOmer, that you can't use a bracha? That's only the Bahag Shita. The Rambam never heard of it, the Rif never heard of it, so why is the Mechaber all of a sudden choosing? So we said, maybe because, you know, Chashash Bracha Lavatala, he was very nervous. So he always opts, and that's why he holds no bracha on the Ritzus Esei Shas Magrama. He's always with the non-bracha people. Right. Right, that's what I just said. Right, even though the Rambam himself, but maybe he was more machmir than the Rambam himself. The Rambam sheet of Bracha Mechol Daraisa, but he's more nervous than the Rambam. The at Rambam, the Rambam. So that seems, you know, people, what do you say, people. Do, but if you want to, but I can hear, if you want to say not to, it's also reasonable. No, if it's not more, it has to be more than a kibbutz. If it's not more than a kibbutz, then for sure you don't make a problem.
Then you need kazayas, wash, bench, all that type of stuff.
Right.
What? You can bench
outside of the circle and you'll need. Right, as we saw this morning. That if you're, as soon as Yom is, theoretically, you can be outside the sukkah. It's only because there's tazvav that you have to eat it in the sukkah. But besides soon as Yom Tov, you can eat a piece of bread with peanut butter outside the sukkah. Meeker din, it won't be chayav in sukkah if it's not in Yosef Meeker din.
I wanted to say that if one were to hold a Rambam riff and grub, so that perhaps what we discussed before, raining outside, that you should go out into the sukkah to make a leishev. You should eat something to make a leishev, so maybe you wouldn't have to go out and eat something. Maybe you could just go out, maybe you can make kiddush inside, and then go out to the sukkah, make your shem yanu and leishev just by walking in the sukkah. Or sit down for a second, then go eat your meal inside.
If it's raining?
Yeah.
Well, if it's raining, we're not going to make a leishev anyway, because what I said to you before. That when you go in the sukkah the first night and you make the kiddush and then you eat, but you can't make a leishev, right? Because according to the other, right? Ramah doesn't mean to make a leishev, because according to half the other Rishonim, you're potter.
He just has to make a shem
yom. Right. Oh. So I want to tie this discussion. So you see, according to Rabbeinu Tam in the Minhag HaOlam, that Achila is the Iker. Achila is the Iker. The Lubavitch Rebbe, that's how has a famous thing. You know, that was one of the most controversial things in Lubavitch, was their position on not sleeping in the sukkah. So no one would have started up with them if the reason why they'd say they're not sleeping in the sukkah is because it's cold. And then no one would have a problem with them. But the sheet is not that way. The sheet is we don't sleep in the sukkah, because you know, there's so much kedusha going on there, and we don't want to sleep. Like Yaakov Avinu said, he can't sleep. The Mokom Hamikdash, you know, if I would have known it was the Mokom Hamikdash, I wouldn't sleep. How can you sleep? And that caused it. And he wrote a whole thing. And this was one of the things that, you know, Rav Shach was attacking this issue. Of the sleeping in the sukkah, and there was a whole. So apparently that was it wasn't his. Yeah, that wasn't his thing. But you see, that already gets people nervous, because if you say you don't sleep in the sukkah because you're cold and whatever, no one will have a tain against you. But if you're saying these things, so one of the things I remember, I read it years ago, the Maimer he wrote. I must have read it 20 years ago. So one of the things he writes, but anyway, the Ikir Sukkah anyway is the Achila, like you see from Rabbeinu Tam Shita. So let me show you, there's a very interesting Mordechai. And according to this Mordechai, it could be most of our sukkahs are possible. Okay? And Okay? Says the Mordechai on page 15. Let me tell it to you outside and then we'll see it inside. He says like this. A sukkah by definition is a makom that you have your achila, your shtiyah, your shena, right? But say you build your sukkah, like most of us, we build a sukkah wherever, in the backyard, this, that. Some people would be afraid to sleep there because they feel it's a sakana to sleep there. You know, someone could just walk in, chas v'shalom. You know? So the Mordechai Shita is, if your sukkah, you can't sleep in it, it's not right to sleep in, then you're not yoked to anything. Whereas your sukkah is either a good sukkah for all, in other words, a sukkah has to be an all-purpose room. If it's not an all-purpose room, because you're not going to sleep in it, because you're afraid of the listing, then you can't even eat in such a sukkah. Well, let's see that inside. Look at the second white line. The first word begins with Shtiyasa. Don't you yare me ganavim umilistim? Lomi bite lomitaba. If he's afraid of ganavim umilistim, a few ain't sakana machim lo shtiyah. Because even though you're not afraid to eat there because you're awake when you're eating, ela vishena lo yotzi yidei chobatsu kla, achim lachim. Now, if you ain't here being, came in shenyok lasso slow called trucker. So if you make a sukkah in a place where you can't sleep in such a sukkah, then you can't use it for eating either.
Wow.
So that's what Rabbi Harari always tells me every year, that yeah, that for a sukkah to be good, according to this, you have to have a policeman by your sukkah. To be good. If you have your policeman by your sukkah, then it's a good sukkah. If you don't have a policeman by unless you're in some community, I don't know, not every place in the world, but I don't know, in Manhattan, I don't know how many people would just have sukkah out there and just wouldn't be afraid to, if you have a guard there, then you wouldn't be afraid to, so then, if you have a guard there, then you can eat in the sukkah also. But if you, and so you tell me it's just a Mordechai, right? That's what you're going to tell me. So who says we postulate the Mordechai? So I'll tell you there are more postulates like the Mordechai. Okay. This is on page 18. So I'm on page 18. So look in the Ramah part. Hagah. Im asa v'chilo v'mokom shemekstayer v'chilo v'shtiyo o v'sheina o shi efshar lasos echad mechem v'sukkah machmas v'misyari v'yistem agonovim v'shu v'sukkah eilu yotze v'osu sukkah klal afil dvam shalom etzayer. Where you have no problem eating there. Because, in other words, you're not afraid to eat in that place. There's like many sukkahs. I'm not afraid to eat there, but to go to sleep there, you're afraid, who knows what'll come in. So it says, such a sukkah, you're not yotze b'chlal. So that's what Rabbi Harari always said. You need a, unless you live in a community where you're not afraid. I don't know, Beit Shemesh or something. Chicago. Right. Defense is the Chacham Tzvi. So he's our rabbi.
Those that keep one day in their Israel, that's their rabbi. So Chacham Tzvi is a
Tatavsi disagrees with this Rambam. He disagrees with this word. He says it's not true. He says like this, that there was no such thing. The sukkah of achila only has to be roi for achila. But the same one about your mitzvah of shena, so you'll build another sukkah that's suitable for sleep. But it doesn't mean that it has to be one sukkah that's all purposeful. The Mordechai in Rava says if it's not for everything, it's for nothing. And he says it's not true. And there's a famous kasha from the Truma Sandesh. See, the Truma Sedeshin has a truth on page 17, which Rambam also passed this way. He says, what if you have a very small sukkah? That you can't, you know, when we sleep, our feet are totally, you know, out, prostrated. Our whole body is prostrated. So what if you have a sukkah that's so small that you can't prostrate your whole body? So you're not going to be comfortable sleeping there. So you could have to sleep in such a sukkah. So the Truma Sadeshin says, by the fact that, what's the shear of sukkah? How big does it have to be? 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. So 7 tefachim of hefach is like 4 inches, and 10 tefachim high. So you can understand that you'll be able to, have a little table to eat there, but how are you going to sleep in such a thing? And the Truma Sadeshin says, especially if you pass like the Mordechai, that if you can't sleep, then you putter from, then it's not good for eating also. So a korcha must be that you're not putter from sleeping in such a sukkah. So therefore, you have to sleep in such a sukkah. And therefore, you'll eat in such a sukkah. And therefore, the Rambam quotes this Truma Sadeshin that's not called Mitzvah. So Chacham Tzvi, page 16, says, what are you talking about? It's ridiculous. Of course it's Mitztayer. Oh, so the question is, so how can it be, if it's Mitztayer, so you can't sleep in such a sukkah, so how can you eat in such a sukkah if it's only Zayir and Zayir, which is the halakhic shear of sukkah? The answer is that you don't need it. In other words, this sukkah, nothing else, is only for eating. And only for eating is good. And there's no such thing that you have to have the sukkah that's good for everything. That when you're sleeping, you'll sleep in another sukkah. This sukkah that's good for eating is good for eating. Oh, so I brought this in to say, I think some point out that maybe based on what we saw in the Rabbeinu Tam, that achil is the ikker, so it could be that achil is the ikker, so that shein is not going to affect. Whereas if you have a sukkah that's royal achil, even though it's not royal shein, since achil is the ikker, especially according to Rabbeinu Tam, that the brachah is only achilah, so the fact that it's not Roi L'Sheina is not going to harm your sukkah. It's still Roi L'Achila, will be a good sukkah. And that's the Chacham Tzvi Shita. That a sukkah that's Roi L'Achila is kosher, even though it's not Roi L'Sheina. And Rebosa, if we don't paskin like this Chacham Tzvi, then I'd say probably 90% of the Jews are not Yotze in the midst of sukkah, even in the best sukkahs.
Restaurants.
What?
Restaurants.
The restaurant sukkahs? Right. The restaurant sukkahs would all be possible, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rambam, right? So if you're a real Rambam Jew, then it's difficult.
Do that piece of sukkah,
right? So when you put on your Chacham Tzvi T-shirt that you keep one day, on the back you should write and your sukkah is good. Okay. Now, Rebosa, like this. Let's take a little pause now for 2 minutes. I want to finish up here the Agada part here, and then to do the Hazinu part. So we might go over a little bit. I'm trying not to go over too much. So we're going to pause now for a minute, and then we're going to resume.